What is up, everyone, and welcome back to my 2020 Vision podcast. I know it's been a very long time, and I've realized that I have to set a schedule for myself. Like, I have to set a set day where I'm going to release these podcast episodes, or else it's just not going to get done. And I'm just going to keep posting these sporadic videos, which I'm sure people like consistency, so they can know when to expect these. So I'm thinking maybe I can post on every Tuesday or every Thursday by 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, of course. So I'm going to try to do that, and then from there, we'll just keep that momentum going. But in other words, I'm super excited to be back and super excited to really talk about this topic, because it's something that I feel like a lot of 20-year-olds are dealing with, including myself. So we're just going to jump right into it, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode. What is up, you guys, and welcome back to my podcast. I'm super excited to be sharing this topic with you guys. Honestly, let's just jump right into it. It's going to be titled Making Friends in Your 20s. Now, I believe all of my listeners are about 20 to 30. That's like the main age group that I've noticed listen to my podcast. So hopefully you guys can relate to this in some way. But yeah, so to start off, I kind of just wanted to talk about, basically, if does anybody else go through the dilemma of making friends in your 20s? Like, I feel like it's just been so hard after high school to make friends. And by friends, I mean lifelong friends. I don't mean somebody who's like in and out of my life, or like, you know, an insignificant friend. For me personally, I did move schools three times, starting in high school. So it was a little bit harder for me in general. But you know, after I did leave high school, kind of like the same thing, you kind of have to start over, because I feel like 9 times out of 10 you're not going to be friends with the people you were friends with in high school unless you've known them already for years. For me, unfortunately, I didn't have anybody who I really knew, because like I said, I moved school so much, so that was already hard. But honestly, the main way that I was able to meet people was through working. And of course, like, when you're working, it's not like those are going to be like your besties or anything. It's like people you work with, you see every day, so you kind of build a relationship, but it doesn't really go further than the workplace, if you know what I mean. And then basically, other than my partner, I don't really, you know, like, I don't know. For me personally, I've always kind of wanted a female friend personally, because I feel like I never had a sister and I grew up with all boys. So, you know, it was kind of like I don't really have nobody, you know, I'm not going to tell my brothers about girl problems. So I think that's kind of like where my want for a female friend comes from, which I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But, you know, hopefully this year I find somebody that becomes a lifelong friend. For me personally, I know in your 20s, they're like, you know, go to parties, go out, you know, kind of like pop into the scene, and then someone will kind of sporadically find you. That doesn't really work. Like, I don't know, for me personally, that doesn't really work, especially if you're more on the introverted side. I know a lot of us can relate. I feel like most people are introverted nowadays. And you don't just pop up at a party and meet friends. Like, that just doesn't really work. And partying is not even my thing. Like, I just don't see how that would work for me personally. I honestly would love to go to, like, concerts or events and stuff. But, you know, obviously with COVID, there's been a lot of restrictions. So it's not really something that I was doing, because I was trying to, like, social distance. And, you know, I've also pretty much switched over to remote working and online school, so that just made it 10 times harder. So I did download an app, which wasn't bad. I met a lot of cool people. Personally, only like one or two of them actually like stayed around. And I don't know, it's just like, I feel like if you're not actually meeting up with them soon, like when you first meet them, then the relationship kind of might fall off. But I don't know, everybody's directions are different. And of course, you know, when you're busy also in your 20s, it's kind of harder also to make time because you're trying to make money, you're trying to survive, you're trying to go to school, you're trying to, you know, work on your career. You know, a lot of people are in relationships, so that just takes more time, which is not an excuse, because if you have a friend, you want a friendship, you're going to make time for that. But for me personally, I just want to be able to at least have someone that I can count on and actually, I don't know, hang out with when I'm not doing anything, like, you know. So I feel like also the dilemma of millennials is that everything is so much on social media that we're not really making friends in real life. And I feel like it just kind of is a little harder as well, because we're not really socializing a lot except for on social media. But I don't know, it's just a dilemma of millennials, I guess. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of touch bases on that and see if anybody like relates to me. Like, I know this is probably like something that a lot of us are going through. I've also seen it a lot on what is it called, like TikTok, like where girls would be commenting, be like, let's be friends. And obviously they, you know, they wouldn't have apps for making friends if this wasn't a, you know, something that is common. But yeah, you guys, I just really hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and maybe if you guys related to me, I'm gonna leave my socials in the episode description, because I do want to hear about if anybody else is, you know, going through the same process of friend making, or how you guys have made friends, if you guys have made friends. Maybe you guys have friends who you've been with since high school. So I just want to hear everybody's story. So definitely hit me up so we can connect, and I will see you guys, or you guys will hear from me in the next episode. Thank you guys for listening. Bye-bye.